Parshas Balosra is a very interesting phenomena. It occurs only one other time in Tanakh, in a Perek in Tehillim. Upside down letters. Two pasuk parsha. Separation. Now there's a machlokas Tanayim as to how they read this parsha. Is it just a segregated, insulated two pasuk parsha? Is it a parsha that's out of its location, that belongs elsewhere in the Sefer? There are big machloks in how you demarcate them, even assuming you put upside down nuns. Should they be separate letters inserted, or the nuns that are indigenous to the parsha of Vayhi bin Soa, kimisoninim, they're upside down. Either way, what's happening? Either way, this is a very dramatic scene, a very dramatic border. Parsha Sefer Bamidbar starts with such potential, and everything is said, and the Degel, and the Machana, and the Levium, and the population, and the army, and the Mishkan, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we're ready. Ready to get to Eretz Yisrael. And then the end of the Sefer is really tragic. The end of the Sefer has an eruption of chaos and dysfunction, rebellion, insurrection, slander, libel, Miriam, Eldad, Medad, Mekoshish, Miraglim, Korach, Adasa. Misonanim Kivasataiva. So on the one hand, this two parsha section serves as a boundary and a border between those two sections. And according to Chazal, it's not just a border, but it also reminds us that some of the decline began even beforehand. Chazal look at the Jewish people's quick flight from Har Sinai. They'd been there upwards of a year, and now they were instructed to go to Israel, and they ran away too quickly, and they infamous language of Chazal, Kitino Kabarech mi Beis HaSefer. I'm sure this resonates very deeply with a lot of people who are forced to leave their Beis HaSefer and their Beis Medrash too quickly through no fault of your own. And you probably miss, and we all miss, the Beis Medrashes and the Beis HaKnesses. Baruch Hashem, I have the schus to be teaching in Yeshiva the last couple of weeks, but I'm sure it's a very rare schus and not one which I take lightly. I'm investing a lot of energy in trying to make this work here in Yeshiva. So that attitude already made them prone or vulnerable to some of the events. It's a foreshadowing. So Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a parsha to separate between Peronis to Peronis, which itself is an interesting message. Itself foreshadows that sometimes we will suffer in life, but Hashem will provide respite and break. So this parsha provides either a border between the triumphant potential of the beginning of the Sefer and the downfall of the end of the Sefer, or even some of the Peronios that are latent in the early part of the Sefer. The question is, why upside down letters? Forget the nuns for a moment. Forget whether they're inserted upside-down nuns or indigenous upside-down nuns. Why upside-down letters? And I think I heard in the name of the Rav. Because sometimes the world turns upside down, and sometimes our narratives are inverted, and sometimes the script is flipped, and sometimes things that we expect just don't occur. And there are many, many conclusions, and therefore, but the conclusion I'd like to share, and I didn't hear this in the Rav, is, and even though you struggle with the world around you, don't lose sight of Vayehi bin Soha Aaron Vayomo Moshe Kuma Hashem Viafutsu Vecho Venocha Yomar. There's a larger trajectory of the Jewish people that's heading towards Eretz Yisrael that may get derailed, that may get rerouted, but don't lose sight of that. So the Corona message is, there's a lot happening in our world, and a lot of it is universal, a lot of it is personal, a lot of it, but don't forget that Am Yisrael is heading towards Yerushalayim, and history is heading towards Geula. And somehow even this Corona crisis, which doesn't immediately indicate any undertones of that, but even so, Aaron is still part of this migration of humanity and the march of humanity towards the conclusion of history. Shabbat Shalom.